Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
A huge victory for the San Jose Barracuda as they take down the top team of the Western Conference by a final score of 3-0 here at TechCU Arena. Etu Makiniemi, his first shutout win since January of last year. He has won back-to-back games. It's his fifth blank sheet in his AHL career. He turns aside 22 Wranglers shots as the Wranglers are shut out for just the second time this season. And the Barracuda pick up their first shutout victory of the year as they pick up the 3-1 final. They outshoot the Wranglers 37-22 in the game. They outshot them in the second 18-8, 10-4 in the final period, and that was after Calgary had outshot San Jose 10-9 in the opening 20. Barracuda finished the game 2-4-7 on the power play, and their two power play goals turned out to be critical as they light the lamp twice during a five-minute power play. After Calgary was called for a major penalty right at the end of the second, Dryden Hunt called 5 minutes for interference, and the Barracuda scored twice on the ensuing power play to take a 3-0 lead. In the first, the Barracuda were outshot 10-9. Each team had an abbreviated power play, but no goals were scored. And we wait all the way until the 14:35 mark of period number two to finally get a goal in the game. Shakir Mukhlamadulin, his fifth point in five games, would rip one in from the midpoint, and the Barracuda would open up the scoring. Backhand now leaves Gavanke. Back for Mukhlamadulin. He'll control. Wrist one through. They score! A shot from the point by Mukhlamadulin. Has eyes, and it beats Dansk. And the Barracuda are on the board with 5:25 left in the second. It's Shakir Mukhlamadulin with his third of the season. You didn't know it at the time, but that would turn out to be the game winner. Mukhlamadulin's second in his last four games. Leon Gavanke and Daniil Gushin pick up the assists, and the Barracuda would take a 1-0 lead with just over 5 minutes remaining in the second period. Right at the tail end of the second period, a critical mistake from the Calgary Wranglers, who came into the game as a pretty penalized group. And they'd follow that reputation late in the second period as they'd be called for a five-minute major, Dryden Hunt, for interference as he collided with Cole Castles in the neutral zone with just 3.6 seconds left in the second period, leading to almost a full five-minute power play for the Barracuda to begin the third. And they wouldn't wait long to capitalize. Just 1:01 into the third period, the puck would be feathered over to Thomas Bordeleau, and Bordeleau would fire it in for his seventh goal of the year. Bordeleau is now tied for the team leading goals with seven as he puts it home at 1:01 of the third. Gavanke and Gushin again in on the assist. On in the third, Gavanke waiting. Now backskating to that left dot, seems to pass Bordeleau. Hands back off for Gushin. Gavanke, Bordeleau, he scores! Thomas Bordeleau on the power play extends the Barracuda's lead. It's 2-0. Time of the power play goal for Thomas Bordeleau at 1:01 of period number three. Thomas Bordeleau fires it in for his seventh goal of the year. It comes on the man advantage. Bordeleau's second power play goal of the season. And the Barracuda at the time had a 2-0 lead. They were not done in that third, and they were not done on that five-minute major power play. Nathan Todd, who came into the game riding a 5-game point streak, was not done. He'd extended to 6 straight as he'd work his way down the left wing side and snap one short side at Oscar Dansk to make it 3-0 Barracuda. Time of the goal, 3:14 from Shakir Mukhamudulin. He'll be playing just over 17 minutes to go in the third. Mukhamudulin, half wall, Todd back to the point. Mukhamudulin winds up, it knuckled its way through, and Dansk made the save. Far side, loading up Arister Cardwell, and that two is turned aside. Don't believe it got to Dansk as it's returned back to the Barracuda blue line. Todd has it. He has room down the wing, works in, shoots, he scores! That was a humongous goal for Todd, and it almost seemed to just completely wipe out any sort of hope for the Calgary Wranglers in the hockey game. They'd muster in the third just 4 shots on net, a dominating defensive performance. First shutout win of the season for the Barracuda. But beyond that, this was by far their best performance defensively all year long. They got plenty of offense as well. They opened it up with the power play goals. They would take a 3-0 lead after that point on the Todd goal. Shakir Mukhamudulin gets the only assist, so he finishes his night with a goal and an assist. Leon Gavanke had 2 assists, as did Daniil Gushin, and the goal scorers were Mukhamudulin, Bortolo, and Todd. And for Nathan Todd, he's now got points in 6 straight games. He is really awoken offensively during that stretch. 8 total points, 4 goals now for Todd during the stretch, and he continues to pour it on. He's got goals in 3 of his last 4 games. So good sign for the Barracuda to get Nathan Todd going. He was a little bit quiet for the first month and change of the season, but that is not the case anymore. He has been on fire, and he gets that third goal to extend San Jose's lead. Final shots, 37-22, as the Barracuda pick up the 3-0 win. The winning goaltender is Etu Makaniemi, his 5th career shutout, and with the win, he's won back-to-back games. He is now 3-2 on the year. His lifetime record against the Wranglers now stands at 1-1-1. The losing goaltender, Oscar Dansk. Dansk is now just 1-2-1 over his last 4 games. He has dropped back-to-back. His record falls to 6-2-2 on the year. Does Dansk face 37 shots? Certainly the more busy of the 2 goaltenders, but he suffers the loss, allowing 3 on 37 here tonight. With the win, the Barracuda, they are now up to 7-11-4 on the year. Good for 18 points, tied with San Diego for the 8th spot in the division. They are out of the basement in the division. Meanwhile, Calgary stays put at 34 points. They are 16-5-2. This is just their 2nd regulation loss on the road so far this year. Calgary has dropped its last 2 games. They fell on Tuesday in overtime. These teams will run it back tomorrow. 6 o'clock puck drop for Teddy Bear Toss night. And we'll have a scheduled puck drop at 6 o'clock and pregame coverage starting at 5:30. Let's go over our 3 stars tonight, beginning with star number 3. The 3rd star for the Barracuda, Etu Makaniemi. He faced just 22 shots, including 4 in that 3rd period. But you can tell he's starting to build his confidence coming off a couple of major injuries, maybe starting to find the form that we were accustomed to certainly early last year. If he can get back to the form that he displayed in his first season in the AHL, the Chicago Wolves, Barracuda are certainly going to be a tough team to reckon with on a nightly basis. He is the number 3 star. Number 2 star tonight, Leon Gavanke. 2 more assists for the blue liner. Came into the game tied for 7th in the AHL in defensive scoring. He's now up to 17 points on the year for Gavanke and 13 total helpers on the season. Number 1 star is Shakir Mukhamudulin. Finished with the game-winning goal. Had a goal, an assist, a +1 rating, and 3 shots on net. He's got now 6 points in his last 5 games. Does Mukhamudulin his 2nd goal in his last 4. He is the number 1 star. Daniil Gushin also finishes with a couple of points. He's now up to 21 on the year and stays at that point-per-game pace. 21 games, 21 points for Gushin, and he's now up to 14 assists on the year. Not a star, but certainly a factor in tonight's game. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 23 minutes. 997 sod here at TechCU Arena. A reminder tomorrow, if you want to get your hands on these awesome-looking ugly sweater Barracuda jerseys that they wore tonight and will once again wear tomorrow, you can do so following the game. We'll have a live auction about 15 minutes following the final horn for tomorrow's game. So if you're coming, make sure to get your hands on one of these awesome jerseys. It'll be the perfect holiday gift for your friends and loved ones. Barracuda and Wranglers again tomorrow. That is a 6 o'clock puck drop. We will have pregame coverage starting at 5:30 on the Sharks Audio Network, and you can watch live, as always, on AHLTV.com. That'll do it for our coverage. Barracuda, they get the shutout victory against the top team of the Western Conference, the Calgary Wranglers, by a final score of 3-0. Until tomorrow night, I'm Nick Nolenberger, saying thanks for listening and watching, and saying so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. Yeah!